Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Good morning, Connie. Right, now, we have a slight problem.
Oh, so what's that?
Well, I've just had a text from Millie. She says she won't be in until 12.
Oh, I see. And we have Mrs. Cramer and her friends coming in at 12, don't we?
Yes. So, I phoned Ruby, but no, she can't help. And then I phoned Amy, but she said she can't possibly leave the shop.
You phoned Amy? At work?
Well, yeah, of course I did. But she can't come because they're far too busy. She didn't seem to appreciate the fact that this is an emergency.
Oh, Helen, it's not... We can cope.
What, with just the two of us?
Yes. Look, it worked out okay last time, so don't panic.
Well, you'd think, though, wouldn't you, that Amy would be more supportive?
Oh, Helen, be fair. She can't just walk out of Patterson's, can she?
Well, I don't see why not.
Because she could lose her job.
So?
Morning, Jim.
Oh, morning, Penny.
So, how did you get on yesterday afternoon?
Oh, it was fine.
And were any of them faulty?
No.
Oh, I was hoping there'd be at least one, because I haven't heard the noise yet.
Well, they were all okay.
Oh, that is a pity. So none went in the bin?
No, they were all right. Ridiculous, but all working properly.
Well, the children like them.
Well, that's all that matters then, isn't it?
You don't have a family member that would like one for Christmas, do you?
No, and if I did, and I don't, the last thing I would buy would be one of those stupid toys.
No, Jim didn't find any that were faulty.
Oh, that's a shame. I'd have loved to have given him one for Christmas.
Yeah, it would have been good. So, what are the plans for the staff party this Christmas? There's nothing on the board.
Oh, I don't know. I keep asking Michael what he plans to organise, but he says he hasn't got round to doing anything yet.
I think you should organise it. Nothing will happen if you wait for Michael to do it.
That's very true.
No, don't get me wrong. He's good at organising. But I don't think it's his sort of thing to organise a Christmas party.
No, I don't think he'd ever get round to it.
Look, why don't I ask Jim to suggest to Michael that you do it?
Yeah, you could do. Because if we leave it much longer, nothing will happen.
OK, I'll speak to Jim at lunchtime.
I still think it's pretty pathetic that Michael hasn't asked me to do it already. If he's too busy, why doesn't he just say so?
She wants some Christmas music put on.
Who does?
Mrs. Cramer.
Oh, no, not everyone likes that.
Helen, I think we should. It doesn't have to be loud, does it?
Well, do you really think so?
Yes. Remember, they're good customers and we want them to come back.
I know, but I don't want to upset the locals.
Oh, it won't. I'm sure it'll be OK.
So can you have a word with Michael about it?
Why doesn't Debbie just ask him if he wants her to do it?
I think she has, but he doesn't give her a proper answer. It's awful. There won't be anything organised at this rate.
Right, OK. I'm seeing him later, so I'll suggest it. Where do you think we should go?
I think the same place as last year, don't you?
Yeah, why not? I mean, on the whole, it was OK, wasn't it?
You know what? We might not get in anywhere, because I think everywhere will be fully booked.
Ah, yeah, that's a thought. Well, we could always have it here.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
Hi, Penny.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I'm doing some Christmas shopping.
Oh, OK, so can I help you with anything?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm just browsing. Are you doing anything tonight?
No, why?
Do you want to go and see the youth orchestra at the Key Arts?
Yes, I'd love to. But I doubt we'll get tickets now.
Oh, no, a friend of mine has offered me a couple of tickets because she can't go now.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Good. OK, I'll see you later then. Bye.
Yep, bye. And I hope you see what you want.
Two more bottles of wine, please.
OK. It's going very well, isn't it?
Yes, and no one has complained.
I thought someone might when she started singing.
No, her voice is brilliant. I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't a professional singer.
Oh, my goodness. Fancy having someone famous in the cafe.
Do Cheers, Michael.
Yeah, cheers, and thanks again for yesterday.
Oh, no problem. Do you know what? It amazes me what people will buy at Christmas time.
It's a good job they do.
Oh, I know. And of course, every year, there's that certain toy that every child must have.
Ah, now saying that, how are those penguins going?
I don't know. Remember, you put Tina in toys all this week.
Oh, yes, of course I did. Well, I hope they're selling because I did make rather a big mistake with those.
I take it you ordered too many?
Yes, I think I added a nought by mistake.
Oh, well, don't worry, they'll go. They're quite sweet, really.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Now, what I did want to ask you is what's happening about the Christmas party this year?
Ah, good question. To be honest, I've no idea. I've been far too busy to even think about it.
Look, why don't you ask Debbie to organise it? Or it'll be too late to do anything.
Well, I suppose I could. Or shall we just leave it for this year?
No, you can't do that. We've got to do something. Look, if it was me, I'd have the party in the shop. We could use the staff room, and we could all bring our own food and drinks. It would be good.
But won't we need music?
Ah, yeah, well, I've thought of that. We could ask Paul. He's a DJ, and he could set up in the furniture department. We could push the furniture back, and it would give us plenty of room to dance in.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not? It would be the easiest thing to organise. Come on, Michael, what do you think?
Well, who's going to pay Paul for doing the disco?
Ah, good question. Do you think he'd do it for free?
I suppose he might if we supply him with drinks all night.
Well, that's it then. It's all organised.
Well, let me think about it, and I'll let you know tomorrow.
Right, well, make sure you do, because we've got to do something. And I don't think we'll get in anywhere now. We really have left it far too late.
Connie, I need 2 more mince pies with custard, please.
OK, won't be long. I take it it's for Mrs. Cramer.
Yes, it is.
Look, Helen, I prepared this for them. What do you think?
Well, they didn't order that.
No, but I thought it would be nice to give them something extra on the house.
Oh, I see.
Oh, come on, Helen. It is nearly Christmas and they are good customers.
Well, I don't want everyone asking for one.
No, that won't happen. And remember, we do have a celebrity in.
Oh, yes. Well, good idea, Connie. Thanks for thinking of that.
So, what are we going to do?
Oh, I wouldn't worry. I think Amy should come up with the idea.
But we did say we'd try and think of something.
Yes, I know. Okay. So, what about dog walking?
Dog walking? You've got to be joking. I'm not going out in all weather. Anyway, lots of people do that.
What about window displays? We'd be good at that. I'm sure I could come up with some brilliant ideas.
I don't think the shops can afford to get someone in. I think they use a member of staff who already works for them.
But I'd quite like to do that.
Okay, well, let's think about that one. We really need something that everyone uses.
Food. Everyone has food.
Are you suggesting we go into cooking?
Well, no, not me. I'm rubbish at it.
Well, so am I. And anyway, we can't afford to have any premises.
Can't we do it from home?
No, I don't think so. Well, we might be able to, but the health and safety people will have to give it the go-ahead.
What about dogs?
What about them?
You are brilliant at photography. We could go to people's houses and take really good photos of their dogs or any pets that they might have.
No, people take their own photos. They don't need us to do it for them.
But ours would be better.
No, I think we need something more original.
Okay, so what?
What about babies?
Oh, here we go.
No, listen. People spend thousands on their babies.
Okay, so what's the idea?
I don't know. It's just a thought, that's all.
Now, I know what's important to everyone.
Go on.
The environment. What can we do to help the environment?
I don't know, but that's a great idea. And there must be something. Let's put that idea to Amy.
See, we did manage all morning without Millie.
Yes, we did. But you didn't get a break, did you?
No, but that doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter, Connie.
Honestly, Helen, it doesn't. I just enjoyed the day. It was a really good laugh.
Do you know what, Connie? The thing I really enjoyed about it was that everyone was so friendly. It was as if they all knew one another.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. And personally, I think the music helped. Oh, and I think some people did actually recognise her. But I have no idea who she is.
No, neither do I. But she sort of looked familiar. But I'm so hopeless with names. They certainly are a friendly lot, though, aren't they?
Yep, and I hope they come back. Oh, they are from Bath, you know. Sally said so.
Oh, the one in red?
Yes, and she loved my chocolate cake.
Oh, they were all delighted with that. They certainly kept going on about it. But really, Connie, we can't do that too often, OK?
No, I realise that. But they knew it was just a little Christmas treat. And it's not long, you know. What, about 3 weeks away?
Well, yeah, it must be. Look, I want to say thank you again for everything you do. I really do appreciate it. I think I'd be lost without you.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
Well, I mean it. We make a great team.
Well, as you know, I love working here.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. And Millie does as well. Where is she, by the way?
Oh, I told her to go. She's not stopped all afternoon.
Oh, that's good of you.
Look, honey, I'm thinking of having a sort of bonus scheme.
Oh?
Yes, I don't know exactly what yet. But I was thinking, if we have a really good year, then you two would get a Christmas bonus.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, but as I say, I haven't really thought it through properly yet, but I feel I should do something.
Wow, well, that would be lovely. That really would be very kind of you. Thank you.
Kathy. Kathy, shush.
I can't help it. I've got a tickle.
Well, go and get some water then.
I can't go now. I'll miss the beginning.
Well, don't cough then.
Sorry.
Look, let me have a look, see what I've got in my bag. I might have a mint or something. Oh, here you go. Have these.
Oh, Polly, you're a lifesaver. Aren't they brilliant?
Yes.
I wish I could play like that.
But you don't play an instrument.
I think I might start.
Shush.
We came.
Oh, so am I. They were so good.
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to play like that?
Oh, yes. But it takes an awful lot of practice to get to that standard.
Yeah, I suppose it does.
And I bet they have to take exams.
Well, you know what they say, it's never too late.
Kathy, what do you mean?
Well, you can learn to play an instrument at any age, can't you?
Hmm, I suppose so.
So, I think I'll start lessons.
Oh, Kathy. Which instrument?
Ah, now, that is a good question.
Well, the flute is very nice. Or the triangle. Or what about the tambourine?
The tambourine? You don't need lessons to play that. No, I've decided. I'm going to learn how to play the trumpet.
Oh, no. Look, why don't you start with a simple instrument and then you can see if you really want to do it. You could start with, well, I don't know, the maracas.
The maracas? No, I don't want to play them. I want to play an instrument that makes a statement. I want to be able to express my inner self through the music. You cannot do that with maracas.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.